Okay, Rabbi Yisai, Baruch Hashem, we're zoichet to start once again a new Masechta, Masechtas Rosh Hashanah.
Amen.
And the Mishnah begins, Arba'a Rosh Hashanah Heim. There are four Rosh Hashanahs. What means four Rosh Hashanahs? As we'll see in the Mishnah momentarily, there are four times a year where that date is very significant and we begin a new counting of a new year. Each one of these four, of course, is for different purposes, as our Mishnah will teach us. What is the Makor? What is the source, the origins of these four Rosh Hashanim? We're going to have numerous psukim in Yetz Hashem throughout the Gemara. Although this is the first Mishnah, you'll see the Gemara on this Mishnah goes on for approximately 13 or 14 blat, going through every one of the four Rosh Hashanahs, what they mean, what their significance is, what the origins are, as we'll see.
Why is Rosh Hashanim not Rosh Hashanos? If it's Shanah is Nekeva.
In the Torah itself, it mentions the word Shanim numerous times. It doesn't say Shanos.
Okay.
Sheva Shanim, Sheva Pamim,
Teshavar
Boim Shana, beginning of Parshas Bahar, when it talks about Shemitah, right? Sheva Shanim, Sheva Pamim.
Hey, Mishanos.
Hey, Mishanos, so we shouldn't be Mishanim. Good. Arabo Rosh Hashanah, main, there are four Rosh Hashanah. So, number one is Be'echad B'Nisan. Rosh Hashanah Limlochen V'Lira Golem. What means Limlochen? We will see in Mitzvah as we begin the Gemara today. When people wrote out shtarois, legal documents, such as loan documents, notes, or, for instance, bill of sale, or other types of documents, they would not write like we write today, either the secular year of 2021, or the Havdil Tovshin paid days, but instead, they would go and write the years of the current Melech. So, Melech, King Louis, whatever, King Louis XIV or whatever, whichever one it was, if it was his 5th year or 10th year or 12th year, they would write, it's the 10th year of King Louis, etc. Why would they write that? After all, who cares about King Louis? So Tap Rashi tells us because Mishum Sholim Malchus, we wanted to go and show them that we appreciate that you happen to be the king and that you're in charge and that you're doing a good job and we are Mispalel B'Sholim Shol Malchus, that everything should go well. And so on and so forth. That's how Rashi learns it at the very top. Mishum Sholem Malchus. You see the third line from the top. The Rashi is a little bit difficult. Why is the Rashi difficult? Because in Yetz Hashem we're going to see tomorrow on Gimel Amud Aleph, and if in fact you want to take a peek, you can take a look at it today. This is a secret. Don't share it with people. It's Gimel Amud Aleph, all the way in the bottom of the Yamud, the fourth wide line. Amr of Chizda. Rav Chizda is referring back to our Mishnah, and he says, "Loishonu el Malche Yisrael." Our Mishnah is talking about Jewish kings, kings that from Klal Yisrael and Eretz Yisrael. Another couple of pages. We're talking about Malche Yisrael. Av leMalchi Umas Ha'olam miTishrei Maninan. The King Louis and the King Henrys, we don't count from Nisan, like our Mishnah, but rather from Tishrei. So the Rashi is the Chayyim Abyssalish, and it's not my Kasha, it's the second Toysis' Kasha. You see the second Toysis here on Beis Amid Aleph? Says, Limelach, and Pirish Bekundin Mishum Sholei Malchus, the Einoi, Abyssus Nishemis, that's not correct, says Toysis. The Hacham El Malchi Yisrael, come on, we're not talking about the Malchi Akim, we're talking about the Malchi Yisrael. The Dafi Gabi Gitten Amrinan. Hachi Perik Hazoyrek Meseches Gittin Amar Ulam Neima Toknu Malchus Begittin Mishum Shalom Malchus the Gabi Gittin Psulim, etc. So what Toysis is telling us is that Rashi's Pshat does not fit with the Maskana on Daf Kimel Omer Aleph. Nisht Azoy Shver on Rashi, because Rashi often goes in accordance with the Havamina and not with the Maskana, and so therefore the Havamina was that we're talking about the normal Shalom Malchus, because in the times of the Mishnah, unfortunately we no longer had Malchus Yisrael, there were no longer any David HaMelech, HaShloim HaMelech, or Rechavam, or any of the Melachim, HaChizkiyah HaMelech, etc. that we had throughout the generations. So the Mishnah is presumably telling us, Mikan al-Haba, what the story is, and it's talking about the Malchi Umas Olam, but that's in the Habamina. In the Maskana, Rav Chisda says that's not the case. Really, it's we're talking about the Malchi Yisra. So the Malchi Yisrael of the Echad Benisan. When do we count for the Malchi of the Umas Olam? Says Toisus in a get. Which is kind of strange. Get is a very religious document. You would normally expect a secular document like a note agreement, a loan, a property sale. Exactly. Those are secular acts. They have everything in life has religious significance, but in bottom line, these are secular acts that a person is selling or buying, etc. So one would have expected there you'd have the shemois of the Malachim of the Malchi Umas Olam. But in fact, it's the other way around. It's the gittin, which is only a religious act, mitzvah to go and write a get, if chas v'sholom a person has to write a get. Okay, so then you would think you'd write Malchi Yisrael. No, indeed, you go and write Malchi Umasayim. What's the reason why? So if you look at the last five lines of that same toises, v'tzorach lefarish, de'ein tzorach sholom malchus el beget isha, lefishu dover godoil, umiltze de chashivus, this is considered to be much more chosh and more significant than a regular shtar. Presumably, properties can come and go and be sold, and people can go and lend money all the time, blah, blah, blah. But to go and get married and then chas v'sholom a divorce, that's a rare occasion. Unfortunately, today it's more frequent, but in the good old days it was very rare. And this changed the woman's status dramatically from a married lady now to a single woman who's able to go and get married to others. So, by Dov HaChoshev like that, we say, King Louis, we got you in mind. King Henry, have you in mind? We're going to go write your name in our star to show Chashivus Sholeim Malchus. This, of course, has no effect on the religious status of the get. It's just the date. There is a din that you have to write the date in a shtar and in a get. So instead of writing 2021, you wrote the year for that particular king, etc.
I mean, this story is a shtar get.
So our shtar, so we're talking about Mechem. As soon as we begin our Gemara, we'll see we're talking about shtaris of either sale or shtaris of loan documents. There we write Malchi Yisrael. When it comes to Gittin, there we write the Malchi Umasar. Good.
The Gittin are also property related because they create a lien or release the lien on the property.
So no question about it. So Lule, without this Toysis and without the Gemara Mesechta's Gittin, I would say they're all subsumed and they're all the same halacha. Therefore the Toysis tells us, no, there is a distinction between one document and the other. These types of documents, Malchi Yisrael, and these types of documents, Malchi Umasar. So the Mishnah continues on. So that's Bi'echem, and this is Rosh Hashanah l'Melachim. Lir Golim. What means Lir Golim? For Yom Toivim. In which respect is Ech Benissen? I never knew that there's a Yom Tov on Be'ech Benissen. And that's Rosh Hashanah Lir Golim. What's this all about? So Mishnah we're going to see in another couple of days. This is going to refer to the halacha of Bal Ta'acher. We already spoke about this back earlier in Masechtas Be'ah, that what means Bal Ta'acher? When a person promises to go and bring a carbon, he has to bring it within a certain limitation of time. You don't get 50 years to go and bring your carbon. You've got to bring it within a certain time period. It's a three-way machlokes what that time period is. That's what we had back in Masechtas Be'ah. But the Tanakama of our Tana, of our Mishnah, learns like one of those three. I think it was Rav Shimon, if I'm not mistaken. What does he say? Lir Golim, that it has to be in order. Because since it says in the Pasuk that you have to bring the Kabbonis and come up there to Sol, B'mokam HaShiyivchor, B'chaga Matis, B'chaga Shvuis, B'chaga Sukkois, so the Gemara Darshan's according to that Mandi Amar, that you're over in Bal Ta'acher if those three Yom Toivim pass in that order. Pesach, and then Shavuos, and then Sukkot. If you don't bring your carbon by the end of Sukkot, you are oive the iser of leseacher leshalmoy, that you have to go and bring your carbon in a timely fashion. Other mandiyamim say, no, it doesn't have to be dafke Pesach, and then Shavuos, and then Sukkot. It's any three regalim, and therefore even if Shavuos is first, or Sukkot is first, as soon as three regalim pass, you're oive. So this Tana of our Mishnah comes to tell you, no, it's got to be dafka in chronological order, starting with Pesach. So if, for instance, a person was menadev a carbon between Pesach and Shavuos, on Lag BaOmer, for instance, he gets the benefit of five regalim. He gets the benefit of Shavuos, and then Sukkot, and then once again Pesach, Shavuos, then Sukkot. It'll only be over at the end of that second Sukkot. Why? Because it's Be'echem Nissan at the beginning of Chodesh Nissan. That's when the halacha of Balta'achi gets triggered from Pesach and on. We'll see that in Daf Talit. Now we get to the second Rosh Hashanah. That's Be'echad Be'elul. That's Rosh Hashanah Lemaser Behema. What means Lemaser Behema? What happens if a person is blessed with owning a lot of cattle, a lot of sheep, and during any particular calendar year, he has, Baruch Hashem, at least 10 new either lambs or 10 new calves that were born to his flock. So he has to go and give Maser Behema. He doesn't have to give Maser Behema, he has to be Mafresh Maser Behema. So the question is, how do you go and add up the 10? For instance, what happens if a person had 5 Shepselach in Chodesh Av, and then he had 5 Shepselach in Chodesh Elul? Do I add up the 5 and the 5 and say, okay, he had 10 altogether? Says our Mishnah, no. You have to start from Elul to Elul, from Chodesh, Rosh Chodesh El until the next year, until Chof Tes Av, that's one full year. So therefore, if you have born to your flock 5 in Chodesh Av, or make it even earlier, Chodesh Tammuz, Chodesh Sivan, you have right after Shavuos, oh, Mazel Tov, you got the quintuplets, you got 5 lambs. The next 5 were born after Rosh Chodesh El, you don't add 5 plus 5 because it's a brand new year. Just like Lahabdul, when your income taxes, the income for 2020 has nothing to do with 2021 and 2022. Each year is on its own. So here too, each year Mas Mehim is on its own, and that Rosh Chodesh is Rosh Chodesh Be'echad El. However, it's Be'echad B'Tishrei. So in our example, if a person had 5 Tzoyin that were born in Av and 5 that were born in Elul, I would be mitzvah of them because it's still the same calendar year. The new year begins, Be'echad B'Tishrei. What do you do with Maser Behema? Most people immediately, their knee-jerk reaction is, you give it to the Kohen, but we learned back in the Masechtas Bechoros that that's not the case. Maser Behema belongs to the Baalim. Mm-hmm. They have to go and take that 10th animal and bring it up to Yerushalayim for a carbon, and if it happens to be a Baal Mum, then they can go and eat it outside the Beis Mikdash. They don't have to go and be poided. In fact, Taloch is lo yipod of a lo yigoyel. You're not goyelit, but you eat it outside the Beis Mikdash as if it was regular chulim. Chulim plus. Okay, so that's the second Rosh Hashanah. Now we get to the third Rosh Hashanah. We went through Be'echad B'Nisan, and we went through Be'echad B'El. Now we go Be'echad B'Tishrei. Oh, that's jam-packed. Rosh Hashanah L'Shanim V'Lishmitim U'L'Yoivlois L'Netia U'L'Yerokois. Oh, that's quite a list. What exactly is Shanim? And Yet Hashem will see later on in the Gemara on Daf Ches, there'll be at least 3 different pshatim as to one what Shanim means. One of them we've already mentioned this morning, and that is the Shnois Malachim of the Malchei Umayso Oilam. That this is the Shanim that King Louis, King Henry, or whatever, those kings, those were, they would go and use his date for purposes of the Gittin, like Tosha said. So Be'echem Tishrei, once Tishrei hits, first day of Tishrei, then if this king, for instance, became king back in Av or Elul, and now it's Rosh Hashanah, Echad B'Tishrei, he starts now his second year of Malucha for purposes of Shtaris. He may have only been a king for a day. Maybe he was appointed Chof Tes Elul, the day before Rosh Hashanah. Erev Rosh Hashanah, they made a big coronation, a big inauguration, Metala speeches, Metala Gitzachim. The next day, on Rosh Hashanah, on Echad B'Tishrei, for purposes of a shtar, you'd write that this is already the second year of King Louis or King Henry. That's Shanim. The Gemara gives other Shatim too. The one that is most relevant to us is Shanim, that that's the day that HaKadosh Baruch Hu sits up in Shemayim, and he's done all of the people of the world as to what the future will lie forth, whether there's going to be a COVID that year, Echad B'Magefen, Echad B'Eish, and Echad B'Mayim, and Echad etc., like we say on Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur. V'la Shmitim. In fact, this year is Shemitah. When does Shemitah begin? On Echad B'Tishrei. Starting with Echad B'Tishrei, Min HaTorah. From that point on, you're not allowed to do any more Harisha or Zriya in the field. We learned back in the previous Masechtas that there's Halacha L'Moshe Mesinai and that the Gzeiros D'Rabbanan that made it even earlier. But Parshat Midin Torah, when Echa B'Tishrei begins, that's when Hilchos Shemitah begins. And Uli Yovel, same thing applies to Yovel. Yovel, of course, in the 50th year, during the Echad V'Tishrei, Yovel begins. Yovel has many dinim-like Shemitah, that then too you don't go and plant, you don't do any work in the fields. But of course, Yovel has much greater and broader halachas as well, in terms of freeing of all of the avodim, in terms of returning all the lands, the ancestral lands, to their original owners, and so on and so forth. So when does the year of Yovel begin? Be Echad B'Tishrei. And then we come Linatia. Now what means Natia? Natia means when you've planted a brand new fruit tree. And you know there's halacha that for the first 3 years of this fruit tree's existence, it has a din of Arla. When do you start counting the years for purposes of Arla? Says our Mishnah, be Echad B'Tishrei. So if someone, for instance, planted a tree during the summer months, he planted in July or August, in Chodesh Av or Chodesh Elul, once Echad B'Tishrei hits, we're now into the second year. Then he has to wait, of course, that year and one more year, and then he's completed the 3 years of Arla. So it's not three times 365 days or three times 354 days. No, it could theoretically be 2 years and 1 day. The person planted the tree on the last day of Elul. Maybe it has to be Mushrish, so maybe it has to be a few days before. But the point is, you don't need 3 full years. Once Rosh Hashanah, Echad B'Tishrei hits, you're on to your next year.
What's Mushrish?
Mushrish means Rosh Hashanah, that it is enrooted in the very good, enrooted in the ground, exactly. And we get Uli Arakos. Now here we're talking about Maiser Yerek. Now there is no din of Maiser Yerek min HaToyra, there's Maiser Yerek min Drabban. Maiser means, of course, to give true Maiser and Maiseris. Yerek, of course, is vegetables. Good. So now, once again, a person has to go and give Trumas and Maiseris from his Yerokos. So there's a locha that you cannot go and be Mafrish min HaChodosh al HaYoshan or Yoshan al HaChodosh. You have to go and give Trumas and Maiseris from that crop for that year. So if you had crop of Yerokos of tomatoes, which grew and which you harvested back in July or August, and then you have another crop of tomatoes which you're harvesting again in April, you don't add those together or say, I'm going to go and give from the April crop for the July crop, or from the July for the April. These are two separate crops, because this was Nilkat before Rosh Hashanah, and this was Nilkat means harvested before Rosh Hashanah, and this after Rosh Hashanah. You can't mix the two. They're two separate years. So what determines when the new year begins? Be Echad B'Tishrei. So we've gone through so far Echad B'Nissan, Echad B'Elul, Echad B'Tishrei, and now we come to the final one, Be Echad B'Shvat, Rosh Hashanah Le'ilan. That's Rosh Hashanah for purposes of, again, Trumas and Maiseris, but until now we spoke about Trumas and Maiseris of Yerokos. Now we're talking about Trumas and Maiseris of Peiros. And there's another fundamental difference between Yerokos and Peiros. Yes, one difference is that the year for Yerokos is B'Echad B'Tishrei. The year for Ilanos, for Peiros, is B'Echad B'Shvat. Or as we'll see in a moment, it still holds on Chamish Usa B'Shvat, which we popularly call on Tu B'Shvat. But there's another major difference, and that is that the Meiser, or the Trumas or Meisers of Yerokos, is depending on the Lekita. Lekita means the time of the harvest. So if you've harvested some Yerokos again in July, and you've harvested certain Yerokos again in April, the two are two separate crops. You don't mix and match them for purposes of Trumas and Maiseris. By Ilan, by Peiros, you don't go Basar Lekita, means after the harvest, but Basar Chanota. What means Chanota? It means when the fruit begins to bloom and blossom. The most fruit trees, you have lots of leaves on them, and as the new fruit begins to bud, for those of you that want to see the beginning and the budding of new fruit and of new fruit trees, I'm sure David will be happy to allow you to go and see the beautiful tree that he has there. A pear tree. Pear tree. There are one or two trees.
Two pear trees.
Because it's a pear of trees. A pear of pear trees.
Vineyard, because you're supposed to have, you better say the bracha on
more than one.
More than one tree.
See, that's why he planted two pears.
That's right.
Exactly. So they have a pear of pear trees on corner of 78th Street.
75th and Riverside.
75th and Riverside. But don't go now. Go meet your missing time and then you'll be able to see. They are big men.
Yeah. You want to bring some in?
What?
You bring a few in?
Show and tell.
They're not Orel anymore because they've been there for more than 3 years.
Is it Orel Chatzim
or Chatzim? No, Orel is only knowing in Eretz Yisrael. But getting back to our Gemara now, we're talking, and who are some Isis are not knowing here either.
No, so I thought
Orel is. So maybe
Orel is.
If I say it is, then Barry and Robbie are going to say, is it something? No.
I'm questioning that.
No, I think it is.
Okay, basically. Anyway, you have a point there. Go. We're getting off track. Could very well be. Yeah, let's go back to our Mishnah. And the Mishnah is talking about Meiser on Peiros, and the Meiser on Peiros depends on the Chanot. Chanot again means that blooming and blossoming where you start seeing the fruit starting to bud, starting to come out. It's still in its real infancy. That is called Chanot. Those Peiros that are Choinet, that have their blossoming and blooming at one time, that's that year, that crop. So all depends on when the Rosh Hashanah Le'ilan occurs, meaning either the Echad Bishvat, or like Beisul says, Chamish Uzu Bishvat. Let's look at the last Rashi in the Mishnah. The Rashi starts Le'ilan, it's parallel to the word Gemara. Le'ilan says, Rashi Le'ilan, the Inyan Meiser, She'in Ma'asrin Peiros Le'ilan, She'chontu Koidim Shvat, Al She'chontu Le'achar Shvat. If you saw that some of your pear trees were already being chonet, you see the budding and the blossoming, the blooming prior to Shvat, for instance in Kislev or Teves, that's one crop, that's 1 year. Those that blossom and bloom post Shvat, that's already a new year. When it comes to Ilanos, we go after the blossoming and the blooming and not after the harvesting. Why not another month? So getting back to our Mishnah, Kidivri Beishamai. The Mefarshim talk about why does it say Kidivri? Why doesn't it just say Divri Beishamai? Beisalamre Machamishus Bishvat or Chamishus Boy. That's the 15th of the month, and that's Chamishus Bishvat or Tu Bishvat. Good. Each one of these Mishnah will go through in great detail. Today we're just going to go into detail in the Melachim, which is the first one. So Biecha Benissan, the first day of Nissan, Rosh Hashanah Lemelachim. Frank the Yomara Lemai Hilchasa. For what purpose? What means Lemelachim? So Lemelachim means that we are beginning now a new year for the Melech. And once again, since Lamaskana, we're talking about the Jewish king, so let's assume we're talking about David HaMelech. And let's assume that David HaMelech, his coronation was Ichvais in the middle of Sivan, or in the middle of Tammuz or Av, and now it's Rish Chodesh Nisan, which is of course many months later. Then Rosh Chodesh Nisan, then begins year number 2. Even though the first year was only a month, or 3 months, or 6 months, it makes no difference. For purposes of Shtarois, it's now the second year of David HaMelech, or the second year of Shlomo HaMelech. So to Malamai Hilchasa, how does this have? We just spoke about Yerub Simcha. We spoke about Ilan in great detail in our Mishnah. Anyway, so what does it say now? Malamai Hilchasa, Amrav Chizal Vishtarois, for purposes of documents. Did not shtari choyv hamukdamin psulin vamulcharin ksheirin ishtar mukdam, which means a predated shtar is possible. Hamulcharin, a postdated shtar is kosher. Now, what exactly means predated and postdated, and what are the ramifications? Is a long Rashi, but bekitzer, it's all very very simple in concept, and that is when a person makes a loan, he typically goes and gives property as collateral, and it gives a lien on the property. If the bank is giving a loan on a piece of property, they put on their mortgage. Normally you don't refer to mortgage unless you're talking about banks, or you're talking about a private person giving a purchase money mortgage or whatever. But otherwise you give a lien, you give a security interest in your property. Okay, you can only give security interest in your property if you own the property. Once you sold the property, it's impossible to give a lien or a mortgage because I don't own it anymore. Okay? So now a person lent money to Yanko, and he said, Yanko, tell me, do you have any properties? He says to him, unfortunately, the reason why I'm borrowing the money from you is because I don't have any property. Did you have a property? Yes, I did. I just sold a piece of property. My last piece of property I sold a month ago, and unfortunately I have no property left. What did you do with all the money? I went to Las Vegas, and I'll let you think about what you do with Las Vegas with money. So I had no money left. What can I do? Okay, I'm willing to lend money to you, but on one condition. Let us date the shtar, not for today's date, but for 3 months ago. The date of 3 months ago was at the time when you still owned that property. Oh, that's a great idea! Now what happens on the maturity date of the loan? No, do you have any money? No, unfortunately I have no money. Okay, I'm going to go now and collect from the property. Remember the property that you previously owned. And the purchaser who bought that property, he wasn't aware of the fact that there was this loan outstanding, and therefore there's a lien on the property. I'm going to be able to go and collect the property. Of course, all of this is cruel and inhumane, and of course it's criminal, because of the fact that the loan only took place post the sale of the property, not pre-sale of the property. That's what the shtari chayv hamukdamin. If you date it with an earlier date, you write a shtar today, and today, as we know, is the beginning of Chodesh Cheshvin. Instead of writing Cheshvin, you write in it Tishrei or Elul or earlier months to be able to go and to create liens on properties that were already sold. So, of course, that is possible. Rashi says that if a person did do something like that, you wrote a shtar muktim, it's possible that you cannot go and collect from Mishubadim. Mishubadim means from property that was already sold. It sounds like, says Toises from Rashi, but it would still be a good shtar vis-a-vis regular Bnei Chorin, meaning that it's still a valid shtar against the Lova, it's just not a valid shtar, obviously, against the property, because this is a fake date, it's predated. Toises says, I disagree with Rashi, and I hold that this is totally no good. See, if you look at the Toises all the way in the bottom, Shtari Chayvim Adam Psulim Bishloi Ezel Neshach Pirish Bekuntris Psulim Legabi Mishavdi Legabi property that was sold, then it's possible. Of Nechari Gavi, but you would be able to go and collect from Nechari. Nechari means property which was not sold. The way you're talking about Skonish Zain, Ukemoshim Parishna Parashu Sham, like we said over there. In other words, Soisha says, such a shtar is totally disqualified. Not that it's disqualified vis-a-vis Mishubadim. Of course it's qualified Gavi Mishubadim. Even legitimate Mishubadim. But it's also disqualified the Gavi Nechari. But Soisha says, Mash Parashi Nishtazai. Grada, our Toisvis, I'm sorry, our Rashi, is not like that Toisvis, because if you look at the Rashi, the long Rashi, which begins right at the end of the narrow lines and continues on at the beginning of the first line, Shtari Chayva Magdamim Psulim, why the apostle, if he Sharotza Litroiv Lekuchais, he wants to go and take money away or property away from Lekuchais, from purchasers, Shalok Chusadim and Aloyve Mizmanche Bishtar Vishloi Kedinu, he's doing it against the rules, against the law, Shari Kodma Machil Halva, etc., etc. So go on to the next line. Laficha kantsuhu malig voisboy, the Chacham said we put on a kanasa penalty. Velo yitref afilim is man hamilva, even from the legitimate date. If subsequently we call the Edom, we ask them, when was this shtar written? They'll say today, at the beginning of Chodesh Cheshvan. Yes, we predated it because that's what he asked us to do, but it's really from today. Says Rashi Lo Yitraf, even from this Zman HaMilva, even from the legitimate Zman HaMilva, because this shtar is worthless. Ve'eini ela kemilva al peh. It's only like a milva peh, she'eini goy menu mishubadim, you can't even goy from the Bnei Chayin. Zero. It's like a milva peh. In other words, this shtar becomes irrelevant. Toys is mashma that Rashi is saying that it's only possible gam mishabdi, Bnei Chori migvagavi. In other words, it's still a legitimate shtar, just you can't use it against property. But otherwise, that is property that was sold, but otherwise it's a good shtar. So you'll notice, so the Rashi seems to be different than the Tosis. But if you look at the Aleph in the Rashi, that's the Bach, and the Bach here on the right hand margin, Rashi de Masko Shtari Choyd Mamutamin, look at the parentheses, those are the words that we're quoting here from the Rashi. Tevis elu mechukim, these words should be deleted. The nishim betzidai, and it says on the side, medibrei atoisis masha, from the toisis masha, shloi hoylef neim loshin zev and pirush Rashi. That he didn't have this Rashi. Because if he would have this Rashi, toisis wouldn't say, oh, by the way, look up meseches bam metzia, and you'll see that Rashi says that it's psul and gam mishavdi, but gam bibnei chori, it's good. Rashi here of an art says that we're koinis, and the shtar is not even good for this mala milva. It's like a milva al peh. So you see that lechoyre Tosis didn't have this Rashi. We are fortunate to have the Rashi, and says the Bach, maybe we should take that line out to be consistent with what Tosis's girsa apparently was in the Rashi. Anyway, but bottom line is that's the concept of predated shtaris, that you can use this in a criminal way to go and steal from other people. Hamu charen, if a person, however, is willing to go and postdate the shtar, for instance, now at the beginning of Cheshvan, so instead of writing Cheshvan, he says, we did the loan in Kislev or Tevish, Shvat, etc. That's against his own interest. It's against the Malva's interest. Because what happens if, in fact, the Malva were to go and sell property in the meantime? He won't be able to go and tell the law even 10 years from now, or go and collect from that property. Because the Shibud of the Shtar will only begin, the security interest, the lien will only begin from the date that post-dated. So therefore, it's against his own interest, but that's what he wants to do. Mamucharin is Kshay.
So can you?
Yes.
Post-date a get?
Can you post-date a get? I don't think so. Post-dating a get gets you into all types of issues related to possible mamzeres, as well as possible who owned the property in the meantime for Gabi Peres. But in the end, we get to Mesechta's Gittin, there's going to be a whole sugi about that, and it's not that far off, because as we finish another few Mesechta's, we go into Noshim, and then the Zika. Noshim means Mesechta's Gittin. Anyway, so what's the reason why, therefore, they had to go and establish when is the king's coronation, when the new year begins? So we should know, when we're talking about the first year, the second year, the fifth year of King Louis, what is the definition of the king, the fifth year, I should say, starting Echem and Nisan, that's when the new year begins. Tan Rabban, Melech She'omad B'Esa B'Tisha B'Adar. What happens if you have a king that began his reign, the inauguration and coronation took place on the final day of the Jewish year for these purposes? Once the next day, the king wakes up the next morning, it's already the second year of that king. Again, I said Louis, I don't really mean Louis, because for purposes of our Mishnah, like the Gemara says tomorrow, it's King David HaMelech, or King Shlomo HaMelech, any one of the Jewish kings. I say that Echad B'Nissan is already year number two. So, Kimet Shegiyah Echad B'Nissan, Otsa Leishana. When we say Otsa Leishana, we don't mean that really a full year has passed. What we mean is that for purposes of computing the date in a shtar, then you would already say that we're into year number two. What happens if the new king only started in Echem and Nissen, his coronation was on Rosh Chodesh Nissen, Eimon Leishana, Shagiyash Nissen Acher, then we're not going to go and start counting the second year until a full another year passes. L'chayre, that's a Dover Pshita. Why does the Gemara have to say that? And Mitzvah, the Gemara is going to explain in a moment. So Omar, we go through the same price again. Melech She'omer B'Esra V'Tisha B'Adar, he became new king on the 29th day of Adar. Kimet Shagiyah Echem and Nissen, once it's the next day, Rosh Chodesh Nissan, also La Yishana, 1 year has passed for purposes of the Shtar, and Hakam Mashalan. So therefore the Braisa tells us two halachas. Halacha number one, like we learned in the Mishnah, Kamashalan and Nissan, Rosh Hashanah Limlachim, that which day of the year, Rosh Hashanah Limlachim, is on Rosh Chodesh Nissan. And V'yamechad B'Shana, Chashiv Shana, he was only king for a day. Makes no difference. It's as if a year has passed. The Imloy Omer Elbi Echem Nissan, what happens if he becomes king on the first day of Nissan? Eimon Leishana, Chiyagia Nissan Achet. You only count year number two a year later. V'dimon Pshita, Nachlechad Dabu Pashit. It's Wallay Tzricha. The Imnu Alei Me'odar, what happens if the king had already been selected, or in modern times terms, elected. You don't really elect kings, but you select kings. You see, Rashi says in the second line, "Nimnu v'gomru hasorim limnoisoi." There was a special twice electoral college consisting of great ministers, presumably all related somehow or other to the monarchy, and they were the ones that decided who's going to be the new king. What happens if they made the decision already a week before or a month before? The actual coronation and inauguration only took place on Rish Chodesh Nisan. However, everybody knew. In fact, in all the papers they wrote, king-elect. Yeah, just like they say by the president-elect. So king-elect, because they know it's just a question of time, he's going to be the new king. So I might think about a sim nimnulei tartinshtin, since the selection had already been taken place prior to Rish Chodesh Nisan, already was in Chodesh Adar, or maybe even earlier than that. So maybe Rish Chodesh Nisan should be year number two, Kamash Malan. We start from the official day of coronation, not from the day of selection. Tan Rabban. So we have a very similar braisa. Meis bi Ador, vi Omer Acher Tachta bi Ador. Until now we were talking about the king being the new king, the coronation, and now we're talking about the old king died, and he died in Chodesh Adar. And the Yom Acher Tachta bi Adar, and they immediately appointed someone else to go and succeed him also in Chodesh Adar. So let's assume, for instance, that the king died under Chodesh Adar, and the new king was selected, and he became the new king on the 5th day of Adar, a couple of days later. Okay, now I'm writing out Ishtar in the 15th day of Adar, or the 20th day of Adar. What do I do? Says the Braisa, Moinen Shana Lezeh, Ulezeh. I can choose either one, because it's still in the year of the prior king, even though he's already dead. And it's also the kingdom of the new king. Since both of them are the same Chodesh Adar, I can go and write out a new Ishtar. If I liked the previous king and I'm not so happy with the new king, I'll go and write, this is the fourth year of King Trump. Or if I'm not so happy with the old king but I like the new one, I'll say it's the first year of King Biden. Both of them in the same month in the Chodesh Adar.
This defeats the purpose that we are counting the document according to the Goyisha kings. We want to please them. Mm-hmm. So by logic, we should go according to the new king in order to please the new ruler.
Yeah, you're right. What you're saying is a good tesvara. Grada, once again, we're talking about the Jewish kings. We're not talking about the Sholem Malchus. But I'll be sorry, you're right. The new king should be a little offended. Why are you still writing a document for the old king? I'm the new guy in the block. Yeah,
isn't it a question that's yes? Yeah. As an example, on valid Nisan,
right.
King Trump is out of office.
Right.
And hey, Nisan already, what's that king? King Gog is the new king, right? So it's not a question of who's the king. The question is, so from hey Nisan on, the dog's the king.
Mm-hmm.
Prior to it, Trump's the king. I mean, I'm not following. It's true that he was the odds, but the dog is king when the dog is king, and Trump's king when Trump's king.
Yeah, so that's what I would have thought. That's the chiddush of the Braisa. The Braisa is telling us is that as long as the king was king for a day into Chodesh Adar, and we're into Chodesh Adar, we can continue counting the documents. Remember, this king was king already prior months and presumably prior years.
But is it marked by the month? I'm sorry, is it marked by the date or just the month?
It's marked by the year. And in other words, Rish Chodesh Nisan begins the new king. And again, we're talking about Malchi Yisrael, even though we keep on talking about Goyish names.
Okay,
so Malchi, you have nothing to be sorry about. Exactly. Dovid HaMelech became king and Rish Chodesh Nisan is already year number two. The Nisan thereafter will be year number three. Had Dovid HaMelech died in Chodesh Adar, which he didn't, Dovid HaMelech died on Shavuos, but had he passed away, L'moshel in Adar, and assuming that he was king, let's say, for 40 years until that period of time, even though he's already dead, he's already buried, and now it's the end of the month, Shlomo Melech is already the new monarch, you have the choice, if you wish, in your shtaris to write, this is the 40th year of the reign of David HaMelech, because it's still that year, the year hasn't ended, and you can also write, it's the first year of Shlomo Melech. However, once Nisan hits, you can no longer go and say David HaMelech, because he's already passed away, and it's no longer his year. Then you would already say, it's the second year of Shlomo Melech. So that's all that the Brisa tells us. Meisba Adar, the first, the earlier king passed away. Another, the Omer Acher Tachtam, and another one was appointed subsequent as his successor, and he became new king Ba'adar in Chodesh Adar. Moina Nishana L'zeh, you could go and write in your shtaris that this is still among the shonim of the first king. U'l'zeh, you could also write that it is the first year of the new king. Now what happens, Meis Benissen, V'yomen Acher Tachtam Benissen, what happens if instead of David HaMelech passing away theoretically in Adar, he passed away in Nisan, and now Shlomo HaMelech was appointed the new king in Nisan. As we said a moment ago, then you can go and count a year for David HaMelech, in other words, not a year, but it's already in his, let's say, 40th year. And you can count it's the first year of Shlomo HaMelech. Rashi points out that Lav Davke in Chodesh Nisan, but this really goes for the entire year, meaning that once David HaMelech continued to be king in Chodesh Nisan, so all the shtaris were set up for Lamashal 40th year of David HaMelech's reign, even if it's 6 months later, even if it's in Chodesh Adar, a full 11 or 12 months later, you could still write in the document the 40th year of David HaMelech. He hasn't been king for a year now. In fact, he has passed away a year ago. That's true. However, it is in his 40th year of reign since he was the king, at least for a day, into Chodesh Nisan. And of course, presumably be more appropriate to go and write it's the first year of Shlomo HaMelech, so you have either one, Meis Benissan, if David HaMelech passed away, Nissan, the Yom HaAchir Tachtam and Nissan, and Shlomo HaMelech took over, Moynishon Lezeh, Mishon Lezeh, a Shona for both of them. And once again, if you, the Rashi says over here, Meis Benissan, it's a Rashi right at the end of the fourth line from the top onto the fifth line, Meis Benissan, Yom HaAchir Tachtam and Nissan, V'uadin, Im Omad Bi'echad Mikolach Adoshim, if the new king started in any other month, She'ad Nisan Haba, until the following Nisan, in other words, throughout the next 11 whole months. V'roitz Limnoit B'chol HaShtarot She'yichtavu M'she Oman HaSheni L'minyin Shnois HaRishoin Moina V'roitz HaKoysa B'shon HaRishoina L'melech She'omad. You can continue counting for the Melech Rishoin, even though he passed away months ago, or you could of course count from the new king. So you have a choice throughout the year, even though the old king passed away in Chodesh Nisan. So continuing on, right in the Braisa, Meis Ba'Adar, the Omer Acher Tachta bin Nisan, what happens if the old king passed away in Adar? They didn't appoint a new king until Nisan, a few days, could be a day later, or could be a month later. Moin Rishon al Rishon, then of course the earlier king that passed away, if we're talking about a document that was written in Adar when that king was still alive or even after he passed away, but it was still Chodesh Adar, then you go and write the Rishon for the earlier king. When you get into the new year after Chodesh Nisan, we're going to go and count for the new king, Shtir L'Sheini. And of course, the Gemara is going to ask Pshita, the earlier king died in Adar, so that year we still continue with the old king. The new king was born in, not born, but he was coronated, inaugurated in Nisan, so we start with the new king then. So Chodesh Boshet, Gemara is going to ask. We repeat the Brice again. Meis Ba'Adar, the Omer Acher Tachta Bi'Adar. Moinin Shona L'zeh, U L'zeh. We go and count for either one. You could write in the shtar either the king that already died or the new king that was appointed. Freitimar Pshita, after all, we had until now been counting out and writing in the shtaris for the earlier king. So it's taka true that he died, but it's been the 40th year of his reign from the beginning of the year until now, and so until the end of the year, it's the 40th year of his reign. And if it's the new king that's been appointed, it's the first. So tomorrow, Ma'ud is same as Shotel Beitrei Loimaninen. I would think that you can't have 1 year function as both for the reign of the earlier king and for the next king, but rather, as soon as you start off with a brand new king, you can no longer write documents based on the old king. After all, he's dead. Doesn't make sense to go and write that this is in the 40th year of the reign of David HaMelech if he's Nebuch already in his grave. I would think it's a grave mistake. That's why he has to go and tell us Aznain, that you could continue writing out for him, because that was his year that we wrote until now, so you can continue writing until the end of the year, but of course you can also write for the new year, for the new king. So therefore that's the Chiddush, I would have thought, Shota Mitrei. Loimani and Kamash Melanazia. Meis Benisim, what happens if the old king dies in Nisan? V'yomarachatach the Benisim, and now you have a new one that became king in Nisan. Moin Nishan Lezel Lezel. Pretty more Pshita. L'choy, that's the same halacha as the previous one about Meis Badar, and they coronated the new one in Adar. What difference does it make? To Pshita. Ma'ud Hashem Kimri Yemecha B'shana Choshev Shana B'soiv Shana. Avetchila Shana Loi Amrinan Kamash Mulan. I would think that this chiddush of Yoim Bashana is considered to be like a full Shana, like we said at the Gemara on the bottom of the Amud Aleph, top here of the Amud Beis. What happens if, for instance, you had a king that became king on Chof Tes Adar, and then the next day is Rosh Chodesh Nisan, so Kedai Techamina, come on, to go and call that already the second year, that sounds so remote. After all, he's only been a king for a few hours. He was only appointed yesterday, and the official dinner took place at 9 o'clock last night. Now when it's 12:01, boom, maybe we go according to the Jewish counting, basically. But regardless, so there was a before Shkia and there was after Shkia. But the point is, look, L'chayra, that's hard to believe. It's already the second year. No. So we already said that Yom Echad B'Shana Choshev Shana. But that's when we talk about the Soif of Hashanah. Here we're talking about the beginning of the year. What means beginning of the year? We're talking about Rosh Chodesh Nisan, and we're saying that if the old king died in Chodesh Nisan, on Rosh Chodesh Nisan, we already count for him the 41st year of his reign. The 41st year. He's only king for 3 hours on the morning of Rosh Chodesh Nisan, and you call that a whole full year? No, it's stuck in the 41st year of the earlier king, even though he only lived 3 hours into the new year. Maybe it's not 3 hours, maybe it has to be at least maybe 12 hours. Whatever, you get the idea. Mixes kekula. Rubai kekula. What happens if the previous king died in Adar, and the new king was now coronated in Chodesh Nisan, then the old king were going to count for the previous year? In other words, any stars that were written in Adar will write, of course, the reign of the prior king. So he was the only king at that time, even if he died, but there was no other king in Chodesh Adar. And the second one, of course, near the Sheni, so on Chodesh Nisan, pretty more Peshitta, the Dogosh. This is the same teretz as we gave before, that he was already elected and selected in Adar, but until they got their act together to do the coronation, they only did that in Chodesh Nisan. But I would think, well, since he was already selected and everybody knew he's going to be the new king, etc., and therefore we should already consider year Rosh Chodesh Nisan as year number 2, because it's as if he was already the king in Chodesh Adar. Maybe he was already signing documents for all we know. In other words, it's the king, since the old king had died and the new king had already been selected, even though he wasn't officially the king, but maybe he was unofficially already king, so maybe that should be year 1 and Rosh Chodesh Nisan is year 2. But says Yomar, but didn't we say that already before? We already learned that halacha about if he was Imnu alei me'adar. So why are we repeating it here? Says, well, I'll tell you why I'm repeating it. Because melech ben melechu. It's not that this is a brand new king. This is Shlomo Melech, the son of David HaMelech. And so therefore this is a given even before David HaMelech passed away. Everybody assumed that Shlomo Melech is going to take over. And certainly after he passed away, Shlomo Melech was the heir apparent. See, even before he was selected, or after he was selected, everybody, of course, king, not just king-elect. He's the king! It's not the same Nimnalei Tarjit Shnin, that once we hit Chodesh Nisan, it should be 2 years. Kamash Malan, no. After everything is said and done, since his coronation only took place in Nisan becomes his first year and not his second year. Okay, so all of this were practical applications of this law, that it's Rosh Chodesh Nisan, which is the deciding day. When does the king start his second year of rule for purposes of documents? How do I take a note? Maybe we should take a do from Rosh Chodesh Tishrei or Shvat or another. What happens to Rosh Chodesh Nisan? So the Pasuk says in the Pasuk, Let's say it's been a Yisro Troyim Bashon or Revius Bachoyde Ziv Bachoyde Shasheni Limloich Shloimoy Al Yisrael. The Gemara doesn't tell us the context of the pasuk, but we're talking about the building of the Beis Hamikdash, and we're saying it's 480 years since Klal Yisrael left Mitzrayim, and now Shlomo Melech is building the Beis Hamikdash for the first time. Not that there was nothing until now. Yes, there was a Mishkan. There was a Mishkan first in the Midbar, and then there was a Mishkan in Shiloh, and for part of the time in Gilgal and in Noiv. Yeah, yeah, yeah. But the Beis Hamikdash was built 480 years later. Now, which month of the year was it built in? It was built by Chodesh Ziv, who are Chodesh Hashani. What means the Chodesh Hashani? Chodesh Hashani means Chodesh Iyar. Now Rashi points out something which is going to be important for our Gemara, and that is, even though our Mishnah is talking and our Gemara has spoken at length about purposes of the year, the purpose of the year, Rish Chodesh Nisan is the new year for Malachim and for documents. Emes. However, when we're talking now about which month of the year, when the Torah says Chodesh Hasheni, I know automatically we're talking about Iyar, and the first month we're talking about is Nisan. Meaning that we, for instance, we Jewish people, when it comes Chodesh Tishrei, we start a new counting of the calendar year. That's why you get all of your new calendars in Chodesh El for Chodesh Tishrei, and this year now is already Tufshin Pei Beis, a brand new year. Alts is fine and good. However, Chodesh Cheshvan, in which we find ourselves today, is not the second month of the year. The second month of the year is Iyar. How do I know? Says Rashi, because of the famous pasuk that we have in Shemois. What does it say in the pasuk? HaChodesh HaZeh Lechem Rosh Chodashim Rishon Hu Lechem Lechodshi Hashana. So regardless of whether Rosh Hashanah is on Rosh Chodesh Nisan or on Rosh Chodesh Tishrei or Rosh Chodesh Shvat, it makes no difference. The second month of the year is always counting from Nisan, and therefore we're talking about Chodesh Iyar. In fact, there's a famous tshuva, Chassam Sofer. The Chassam Sofer was very makbid when he would go and sign secular documents, even, for instance, a check. He would not write like many people do, you know, 4, 5, 21, or whatever, but he would go and write the month. He would write out April, he would write May or June. He wouldn't write out 2, 3, 4, 5, because he said, according to the Torah, the first month of the year, that is Chodesh Nisan, and don't write 1 for January or 2 for February, because that is not accurate. So he wrote out the names. Anyway, there are a lot of people annoyed that way even today. So getting back to the Pasuk, so the Pasuk says it's 480 years after Yetzias Mitzrayim. It's now in the fourth year of the reign. Is it the fourth year? Bashanah Revias, yeah. B'chodesh Ziv u'achodesh Hasheni l'mloich Shloima al Yisrael. Rashi says that the Pasuk is a little bit out of order, because it should really say Bashanah Revias l'mloich Shloima al Yisrael, the fourth year of Shlomo Melech's reign. It's not, it's the second month of Shlomo Melech's reign. It should say in the Chodesh Hasheni, which is the Chodesh Ziv, which means Chodesh Iyar, of the fourth year of Shlomo Melech's reign. But that's what the Pasuk means. Okay, so it's now the fourth year, and the point of all of this is that it's in Chodesh Iyar, which is the second month. Okay, so Zok Dimar, so why am I talking about all this? Because Ma Yetzias Mitzrayim Min Nisan, Af Malchus Shloimah Min Nisan. Since the Pasuk is equating the two time intervals by saying this is the 480th year since Yetzias Mitzrayim, and this is the fourth year since Shlomo Melech became king, and we know Yetzias Mitzrayim Gufa Minolan de Minisan Meninan, period, and we assume that Yetzias Mitzrayim is counted from Nisan because Yetzias Mitzrayim took place in Nisan, right, the time of Pesach. So therefore, just like we count the 480 years from Chodesh Nisan, so the 4 years of Shlomo Melech is also from Rosh Chodesh Nisan. It makes sense. I mean, after all, the Torah puts the two together in one pasuk, so it's equating the two, and therefore we're assuming that the Shnois Malachim are like the Shnois Yetzias Mitzrayim, that we go and measure it or we count it from Nisan. Frank Timar, Yetzias Mitzrayim, go from Minon to Minisan Maninan. Tell me, Tishrei Maninan. Maybe Yetzias Mitzrayim, we're not measuring from Nisan, but from Tishrei. The Gemara, of course, does not mean to ask, that maybe Yetzias Mitzrayim took place in Tishrei. We all know that it took place on the 14th and 15th day of Nisan. Everybody knows that. What the Gemara just means to say is that perhaps 6 months later, when Tishrei, Rosh Chodesh Tishrei hit, maybe we would say now that we're already in the second year after Yetzias Mitzrayim. Even though it was only 6 months ago, true, but we're now starting the second year. And therefore, maybe the 480 years, we don't count from Nisan, maybe we count it from Tishrei. And if that's the case, then Beshlam HaMelech is also from Tishrei. Is Dr. Yomar, so what's the rack? Says, well, Lois Olkabaitach. No, that cannot be a Pshatach. And now we're going to bring two psukim in the Chumash. Until now, we brought a pasuk in Navi, talking about Shlomo Melech, which of course is a pasuk in Melachim. And now we're going to bring two psukim in the Chumash. The first one appears in the end of Bamidbar, for statement pasuk. V'yal ha'ar na'koyin al hor ha'ar al pi Hashem v'yom Hashem v'shnas v'ar bo'im v'tzeis v'nei Yisrael mi'er tzitzroim v'chodesh ha'chamishi v'echad la'chodesh. Ha'ar na'koyin passed away. As everybody knows, this is the only recorded yard site in the Torah that Ha'ar na'koyin passed away on Rish Chodesh Av. V'chodesh ha'chamishi v'echad la'chodesh, that's the fifth month. Again, we start from Nisan, Iyar, Sivan, Tammuz of, it's Chodesh HaChamishi, the fifth month, meaning Chodesh of, that's when Ha'ar na'koyin passed away. Uksiv, and then I have another pasuk, which is now in Devarim. Vayibarim Shana. Oh, this previous pasuk said Bishnas Arboim, the Tzeis B'nai Yisrael. And now we say Marbibarim Shana, in the 40th year. Vayashdi Asa Chodesh Be'achal Chodesh. Now we're ready up to the 11th month. When's the 11th month? That would be Chodesh Shvat. Right, Adar is the 12th month, so Shvat and then Adar, so this would be the 11th month. So now we're talking about 6 months later in Chodesh Shvat, Be'ech of the Chodesh again, Rosh Chodesh. Dibur Moshe started talking to Klal Yisrael. This was shortly before his own demise, because we know Moshe Rabbeinu passed away on Zayin Adar. So now in Shvat, he's now speaking to Klal Yisrael, and he's giving them Musar, he's telling them Torah, etc. Okay, so now, says the Gemara, Medekoi Ba'av, the first pasuk is talking about Chodesh Av. Like we said, it's the fifth month, Chodesh Av. V'koy l'shnas arboim, and it says it's the 40th year. V'koy b'shvat, the second pasuk is talking Shvat. V'koy l'shnas arboim. Now, in between Av and Shvat, as everybody knows, you have Tishrei, right? Av, Elul, and then Tishrei. The Cheshvan, Kislev, Tevish, Shvat. So why is it the 40th? It should be year number 41, because after all, Tishrei is in between. For purposes of computing the years, we don't go after Rish Chodesh Tishrei, we go after Rish Chodesh Nisan. Ah, and that's why we count Tak Yitzis Mitzrayim. You thought that Yitzis Mitzrayim may be Tishrei. No, Yitzis Mitzrayim is from the leaving of Mitzrayim, which of course was in Chodesh Nisan. So now, once again, this pasuk, Vehibar Boim Shana, is talking about 40 years since Yitzias Mitzrayim, and we see that Yitzias Mitzrayim is not counted from Rosh Chodesh Tishrei, but Rosh Chodesh Nisan. Oh, so going back to that earlier pasuk in Malachim, just like Yitzias Mitzrayim is from Nisan, so Malchish Shloime is also from Rosh Chodesh Nisan. Frank Yimara, who says, Bishlam Mehech Mefarish from Yitzias Mitzrayim. The first pasuk clearly, Vayala harna koin al har a har, Vayom Hashem is Mishnas or Arboim, Letzeis b'nei Yisrael mi'aretz Mitzrayim. No question about that. Elahai, the second pasuk, Vayibar Arboim Shana b'ashi yos ha-choydish, pech ha-choydish, Dibar Moshe, mi ma'id l'yitzis v'tzayim, Dilma ha-komas ha-mishkan. Maybe from Yitzis v'tzayim it was the 41st year. La'komas ha-mishkan it was the 40th year. As you all know, ha-komas ha-mishkan was Rosh Chodesh Nisan, a year later. Okay, so for purposes of Yetzias Mitzrayim, it was year number two, right? They got out in Nisan. Fast forward a year, next was Chodesh Nisan, Mishkan was established, Mishkan was erected, they started doing the Avodah. That's really the second year from Yetzias Mitzrayim. However, for Akomas and Mishkan purposes, I start counting year number one. And therefore, maybe in that second pasuk, when Moshe Rabbeinu was speaking to Klal Yisrael, maybe that's 40 years from the time of the Hakamas HaMishkan. So really and truly, if we were talking about the same timeline of Yetzias Mitzrayim, it would say in the Torah, Vayhi Barboim V'ach HaShanah. Why? Because maybe Rosh Chodesh Tishrei is Rosh Hashanah, and since Av is prior to Rosh Hashanah, that was year 40, since Shvat is after Rosh Hashanah, it's year 41. The reason why the second pasuk says 40th year, because we're not talking about Yetzias Mitzrayim, we're talking about Korban HaMishkan. Ever the Gemara, it was a good try, but we disagree. Kidomer Rav Papa, as Rav Papa is going to say in the Yetchim tomorrow, Mishnas Esrim, Mishnas Esrim, Gzeira Shava. That's not related to our Gemara, it's related to Psukim in Divrei Yomim. Yetchim, we're going to talk about that in Yetchim tomorrow. Ah, just like that, Mishnas Esrim, Mishnas Esrim, Gzeira Shava, Hokanami, here too. Mishnas Arboim Shana, Mishnas Arboim, Mishnas Arboim, Gzeira Shava. Meaning, the first pas of Yala Hana Koyim said, Mishnas Arboim, Letzeis Bnei Yisrael. The next pas is by Biba Arboim Shana, just like the first Arboim Shana is talking about Letzeis Bnei Yisrael. The second Arboim Shana is also talking about Letzeis Bnei Yisrael. Makalitzis Mitzrayim, Makalitzis Mitzrayim. Aha. Okay. So, since the first Pasi is talking about Ab, the next Pasi is talking about Shvat, it's obvious then that Rosh Chodesh is not, or Rosh Hashanah is not on Rosh Chodesh Tishrei, but it's got to be on Rosh Chodesh Nisan. Frankly, Mark, Mimai the Masa, the Av Kodim, to Mimaisa the Shvat Kodim. Who says that the order of these two psukim is the chronological order in terms of the calendar year? It's not true that the first pasuk is the end of Bamidbar, second pasuk the beginning of Dvarim. But as we know, Dvarim is a Mishnah Torah. It repeats a lot of what's said in the Torah. And so therefore, perhaps, this part in the beginning of Sefer Dvarim, Moshe Rabbeinu was speaking prior to Aaron HaKohen's demise. And in fact, what's going on is, in this pasuk that we're talking about, which is Chodesh Shvat, maybe this Chodesh Shvat preceded Chodesh Av because it was in reverse order. In other words, it was the 40th year. Really, we go and count from Rosh Chodesh Tishrei, and now 3-4 months after Chodesh Tishrei, I hit Shvat. Shvat now is, it's the 11th month for computing months, because for purpose of month, as we said before, the Rosh Hashanah Chodesh Zeh Lechem Chodesh Arich Rishon Hu Lechem Lechodesh Hashanah. This is the first month for all the Chodesh Hashanah. So that being the case, so Chodesh Shvat is going to be called the 11th month, regardless of whether the new Rosh Hashanah is Rosh Chodesh Nisan or it's Rosh Chodesh Tishrei. The for purpose of counting out months, we start from Chodesh Nisan, and so therefore Shvat is the 11th month. Be Ashri Asa Chodesh Be'achal Chodesh, like it says in Dvar. Good. So in fact, Rosh Hashanah was Rish Chodesh Tishrei. 5 months later, we hit now Chodesh Shvat. That's the 11th month in terms of months. But in terms of the year, this is really the 5th month of the year. And guess what happens? And now, six months later, it's now Chodesh Av. And that's when Nemba Chahana Koyin passed away. But in fact, it's reverse order. So it's still only the 40th year. And in fact, Rosh Chodesh Tishrei is the Rosh Hashanah for these computations. And the story of Moshe Rabbeinu took place before the story of Harnakayim. My Demasa Deov Kodim, Demasa Deshvat Kodim. This is reminiscent of, for those of you that had a chance to go through all the Rashis. This week's parasha, as you know, also Rashi says that for purposes of this time, it said that it's the 5th month that you read this Gshamim. For purposes of the next thing, it's from the time that the Gshamim stopped. That's what I said. For those that had a chance to learn the Rashis in last week's parasha, Parashas Noach, then you'll remember that Rashi, in fact, had a couple of psukim like that, which are not consistent in terms of the calendar months a year, but rather this is Cheshvan, this is Kislev, this is early, later, Av, El, etc. Anyway, getting back to our Gemara, till the Masa de Shvat Kodim, maybe the Masa Shvat came first, and therefore it's on the 40th year, and Rosh Chodesh Tishrei is the Rosh Chodesh. But Oloi Solkadai, the Sivsa and the Pasik, Achri HaKoisei Eisichoin. What Rashi is referring, what the Gemara is referring to is, if you look here in the Torah Ora Shalem, the number 3 is the second pasuk which we quoted before by Ribar Boim Shana Biashi Asa Chodi Bech Lachodi Dibra Moshe Bnei Yisrael. When did this take place? The next pasuk, number 4, is Achri Akoise Eisich and Melech Amoy Yeshay Yosh Bechesh Ben Eis Oyom Melech Moshe Yosh Betroy Beadrei. Says the Gemara, so that took place after that Mulchama. So Moshe Benu now held his speech to Klai Yisrael, Dibra Moshe. Chsev Achri Akoise Eisich and back to the Gemara. When Aharon HaKohen passed away, Sichon was still alive. How do I know? The Sivan of Bavi, Shema Kanani, Melech Arad, Mashmur Shema Uva. What did the Kanani hear? Shema Shemais Aroim Nistalka Noni Kovid Ksav Nitna Rishos Lilochem B'Yisrael. And Menchem, we're going to continue on this tomorrow. Have a wonderful